There's been a steady chill in the air since Cupo Jane opened. You would think one would catch a cold wearing nothing more than a fancy bikini to work. Not to worry. There's a space heater keeping the coffee truck as hot as a double D cup of mocha latte. Amy Carreri is one of the baristas at Cupo Jane and a part owner.
And when we would tell friends our idea, I think you got a little bit of, I wonder if that's going to work, or hell yes, you know, Raleigh needs something like that.
Let me get a 16-ounce iced coffee.
That's the hazelnut.
The Cupo Jane truck is like your regular food truck, but there's a walk-up window and a drive-up window, both with a full body view of scantily clad women making coffee, tea, and ringing up snacks.
It might have been intentional when we first started, but now I think it's just, you know, you just go with it now. The reasons why the windows are the way they are, you know, so that the guy can get the whole view, minus our feet.
Because you're wearing tennis shoes.
Yes, because we're wearing comfortable shoes.
This day is fishnet day. So Carreri and Ashley Pack are wearing black fishnet dresses with red booty shorts and red push-up bras underneath.
My name is Matt Wilson. I'm drinking just a cup of coffee, cream and sugar.
Wilson emphasizes a cup because listing coffee cups and bra sizes is how you buy coffee at Cupo Jane. An A cup of regular or decaf is only $1.20. You'll pay about 50 cents more for a double D cup. Carreri, a former dancer, and her husband, Blair Carreri, came up with this scheme to sell coffee after Blair lost his job as a personal bodyguard. Blair Carreri says he's taking his business model out of a playbook that's been done well for a long time.
Nothing they do is, as far as dress, is illegal. It's close. It's Hooters style, I guess you would call it, if that's where we want to go with this. Classy, sexy is how I'd prefer to say it.
And business is getting better every day.
It's good to have a guy smile when he comes up to the window, starts his day off right. You know, good cup of coffee and eye candy to go.
The Carreris admit it wasn't easy going at first. Cupo Jane's first home was on a piece of property near Brentwood Square. The property owners wanted the women to change their uniform. The Carreri said no, so they had to move. Now the coffee truck sits right off Capitol Boulevard, not too far from the Capitol. They like it there on Industrial Row.
Well, you say you're a former bodyguard. I mean, if your wife's dressed like that, it seems like you're still a bodyguard.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Guys will be guys when the girls are dressed like that. So, yeah, we don't have too much problem.
And it's not a problem for Amy Carreri either.
People will come to the window and order a cup of coffee and say, well, what are you? And then when I say C-cup, they're like, okay, we'll take that. So see, it works.
Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.